Oh, the first derby of the year will be a pre-season clash in Geraldton. It's been a big week for the Fremantle Dockers as well. They've moved into their new facility in Cockburn, and tomorrow they're on their way to regional WA to find out how the preparations are going. Assistant coach for the Dockers, Mark Stone. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. Sorry about that. I was just mucking around.
That's all right. Kate gave me the heads up that you're a big West Coast supporter, so I sort of expected it.
I know. Typical West Coast supporter. Now, how's the new pad in Cockburn?
No, it's pretty good. Yeah. We moved in there Monday officially, and we've had most of the week really to get used to it and find our way around. And there's still sections of it that aren't open yet, but so far it's quite spacious and, you know, everything we'd expected it to be.
Now, this is the first pre-season game for Freo, but the Eagles are coming off a game last week. Is that an advantage for Freo?
Oh, I don't see it as an advantage or a disadvantage, really. Most teams at this time of year, even though they're competing against rival clubs, they're really focusing strongly on their own preparation, and we're in that mode at the moment. This is our first hit out. We're really looking forward to it. It's been a long, hot summer, and the players are keen to play, and we're going to enjoy playing against a really good team. But our sole energies and focuses will be put into the way we perform and our performance and what we get out of it.
So it's in Geraldton. It's supposed to be 36 degrees, I think, on the day. Is that something that the coaches are factoring into the game?
Yeah, we have to take it into consideration. Obviously, it's quite hot and it's taxing for the players, but we do get an extended bench. You get 8 on the interchange that you can use, so make sure you can rotate your players accordingly and keep them, keep them fresh as you need to. But we've had those kind of conditions in Perth across the summer at different times, and it's really good conditioning for them to train and play in those hot conditions. So we'll hopefully use the bench as we need to, but we'll also get a really good conditioning block out of it in terms of the heat.
It's 5:25 on ABC Radio WA. I'm speaking with Mark Stone, Fremantle Dockers assistant coach, ahead of the pre-season Western Derby in Geraldton this weekend. Do you know, Mark, if Geraldton's a Freo town or an Eagles town?
That's a really good question. Maybe that you could answer without any bias, of course, Megan. more so than me. I think we're just all looking forward to getting up there and having a look around the place and playing a game there. I think it's terrific that footy, you know, AFL footy gets to the regional centre, particularly a place like Geraldton that's produced so many great AFL players over the years, but also for them to see a derby and we know it's a sellout and both teams are fielding strong teams. So it's, you know, it looks like it's going to be a really good day and a great event and a great game to be at.
We'll have to ask the people of Geraldton, I think. People of Geraldton, are you a Freo town or an Eagles town? If you'd like to text in on that 0448922604. Look, I'm sure it's a pretty even split. Now, there are quite a few new faces, I should say, for Freo this year. People like Brad Hill, Cam McCarthy, Joel Hamling. How are they all settling in?
Yeah, really well. Football clubs are great places, you know, to be around, particularly when there's a good culture and environment. And we like to think our club is one of those, and they've slotted in really well and training extremely well and becoming, you know, really close-knit with the other players and a good, important part of our group. So we have had, a lot of changes over the summer with our list. We've had 10 new players come into the team or into the club, and 4 of those guys are through the trade, which are the slightly older guys, and some more through the draft. And when you have 10 new guys come into your list, it changes things up a little bit. But it's really positive because it adds a little bit of buzz and excitement to the guys that were there and to coaches and the staff as well. So it's been a great transition for us so far, and now we've got to, you know, turn those sort of things into good performances.
Have you decided on the final team yet for Saturday's game?
Well, we've got a squad that we're taking up there, and obviously, we have to make sure everybody pulls up well from training today. So we had our final session today, which is a fairly intense session. And obviously, we have to wait and see how all the guys are tomorrow before we make our final team. But we pick a squad of 29 and we take all those guys with us.
Will the new captain, Fife, be playing?
Yeah, Nathan's ready to play. Obviously, he has to pull up okay. But all indications are that he got through training no problems and he'll be fit. And I think, you know, Nathan's been on record as saying that he had to start early with his pre-season because he's coming off a long layoff with injury. So he's had a really extended pre-season. He's in really good shape. He's very fit. And I think he's really looking forward to getting out and having a run around and playing footy again. So all things going well, he'll play on Saturday.
Okay, I've just had a text in from Tracy from Geraldton saying that it's a Freo town. So there you go. I think you're in for a good weekend, Mark.
Thanks, Tracy. Good girl. hope she's at the game.
Lovely. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Mark.
My pleasure, Megan. Thank you.